Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Kosowski, and today we will focus on Ne'ilah. We are about to acknowledge how worthless we are. After the abbreviated Vidoy in our Amidah for Ne'ilah, we will recite Ma'anu, Mechayenu, Mechastenu, Ma Tidkotenu, Ma Yeshuatenu, Ma Kochenu, Ma Gvuratenu. What are we? What are our lives? What is our kindness? What is our righteousness? What is our salvation? What is our power? What is our strength? When we compare ourselves to the Almighty, it is impossible to claim any self-worth. Ma nomar lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu? Halo kol hagiborim ka'ayin lefanecha. Va'anshei Hashem kelo hayu. V'chachamim kivli mada u'navonim kivli haskel. Ki rov maaseyem tohu v'imei chayeyem hevel lefanecha u'motar ha'adam min ha'behema ayin ki akol havel. What can we say before you, Hashem, our God, and the God of our fathers? Is it not the case that all strong ones are like nothing before you, people of repute as if they never were, the wise as if they have no knowledge, the discerning as if lacking in intelligence, because most of their deeds are empty, and the days of their lives are worthless before you, and there is no advantage to humanity over animals because all is worthless. Needless to say, this bitter sentiment is not very motivating. If all is worthless, what have we been doing for the past 24 hours? What was the point of the last 10 days of the month of Elul before that? Fortunately, our tefillah continues with a follow-up paragraph, beginning with the words, Ata hivdalta enosh merosh, vatakirehu la'amod lefanecha. You distinguished the human being from the beginning, and you recognized him to stand before you. When compared with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is clear that we have no independent value, yet he chose to invest us with value. What does this mean? How are we to understand this value? And if in fact Hashem has made us so valuable, why state that we are worthless? In his book Yemei Zikaron, Rav Soloveitchik explains that the value of a human being stems from the concept of shlichut. Shlichut is a halachic concept by which someone can designate another as a proxy, as a messenger, and we deem this proxy as a stand-in for the one who sent him. Shlucho shel Adam kemoto. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that every human being is a messenger of God. Our self-worth derives from the divine choice to give us a mission to fulfill in this world. Because we have a God-given mission in the world, we are kimoto. We are God-like. B'tzelem Elokim. According to the Rav, the time, place, and circumstances of the birth of each individual are not coincidental. Divine providence determines the exact conditions which will give each individual her or his ability to carry out this divine mission. In this way, we are all like Moshe Rabbeinu, sent by Hashem to accomplish something of significance in this world. With the important difference that Hashem does not tell us directly what it is that we are meant to do. Part of the job is figuring that out. The Rav cites Rav Kook's interpretation of the tefillah we say immediately following the vidoy, the confession we repeat throughout Yom Kippur. We begin with, Elokai ad shelo notzarti eini kedai. Before I was formed, I was unworthy. According to Rav Kook, this refers to all the previous time periods during which I was not alive. I was not meant to be alive at those times because I would not have been able to fulfill my shlichut, my mission from Hashem. Until finally, the generation meant for me arrived, giving me the potential to be God's messenger. But alas, v'achshav shenotzarti, now that I have been created and given this opportunity, ki'ilu lo notzarti, it's as if I was not created because I have not fulfilled this potential. I have not achieved what God intended for me. Our self-worth stems from our potential to fulfill God's will, and we are held accountable for this expectation on Yom Kippur. The past 40 days were set aside for soul searching. What is our mission? What does Hashem expect from us? What is our spiritual potential, and what are we doing to reach it? The tricky thing about potential is that it involves trial and error. A runner never knows his top speed without trying to run faster. It is only through pushing ourselves that we are able to discover what our potential truly is. When we say Ne'ilah at the end of this process of self-reflection, we appeal to divine mercy to give us another chance, with resolve to improve, to work harder, to do better in the year to come. The Mishnah Berurah comments in the section of the Shulchan Aruch regarding Ne'ilah, V'chein kishemagia le'uchitov yomar v'chatom, V'chein yomar b'sefer chayim v'chule, nizaker v'nei chatem, ki b'ne'ilah hi chatimat hagzar din shenachtav b'rosh Hashanah al b'nei Adam l'tov o l'ra. And so, when one gets up to and you shall inscribe, one should say instead, and you should seal. And so too, in the line beginning in the book of life, one should say, let us be remembered and sealed. Because during the Ne'ilah, the decree of judgment, which was written on Rosh Hashanah, is sealed for all of humanity, for good or for bad. V'yizdarez me'od b'tfilazo, ki tachlit kol ha'asar yimei tshuva hu yom ha'kippur, v'tachlit yom ha'kippur hu tfilat Ne'ilah, she'ha'kol holeich achar ha'chitum, V'imlo achshav ematai. And one should pray with much alacrity, because the culmination of all of the 10 days of repentance is Yom Kippur. And the culmination of Yom Kippur is the Ne'ilah service, because all is determined by the sealing, and if not now, when? V'lachein af im chalashu machmat hatanit, mikol makom yazor ki gibor chalatzav, lehitpalel b'machshav azaka uvura ulekabel al atzmo nidrei hatshuva be'emet, and therefore, even if one is weak from fasting, one should nonetheless gird his loins like a warrior to pray with clear, pure thoughts and to truly accept on oneself the vows of repentance. And one who is looking to be purified will be supported and be sealed in the book of good life. As we enter Yom Kippur and anticipate this final push of Ne'ilah, let us appreciate the opportunity Hashem has given us to obtain forgiveness, to start out with a clean slate, so that we can reconnect with our ultimate purpose and continue striving to reach the great potential expected of us. Gemar Chatima Tova. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzhak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of our daily sponsors.